when you look at the scenes, could be Mississippi in 1960s. Not very much appears to have changed. And black people are protesting. And of course, when you think of the words of Martin Luther King, you know, riots are the voices of the unheard. It's a shame when black people are killed, are murdered by police officers in the United States. You see no justice at all. And that's why demonstrations take place. And that's why it's erupted again, because people are tired of not being heard. And that is reflected now right across the world, and of course in Scotland and in England, because we're not immune. I mean, I have seen the great and the good standing in solidarity with George Floyd, his family, and people in the United States, and the Black Lives Matter movement, and people, of course, in this country, black, Asian, minority, ethnic, are asking the question, what about in this country? What about when Shiku Bayo died in police custody? Was he not a worthy victim, even though he was criminalized and stigmatized and stereotyped after his death? He was detained by up to 9 police officers. He was knelt on. He had multiple injuries all over his body. He never recovered. He was on the ground within 30 seconds. And of course, when the police arrived, he displayed no violence towards them. He was greeted with CS spray, Pava spray, and batons. And 5 years later, there is no justice. Not a single police officer suspended, not a single police officer arrested, not a single police officer will ever be charged in that death. And of course, that just reflects many of the deaths of black people in custody within the United Kingdom. 3,000 people have died since 1969, and not one single police officer has ever been convicted of homicide in the United Kingdom. And that list just goes on and on and on. So yes, people are angry, people are frustrated, and people are fed up, not just in the United States, but also in this country. When you see armed, fully armed, far-right individuals storm Capitol buildings and state buildings, and the police just stand by and watch. Yet when it happens to be protesters marching against police violence on black people, what they are greeted with is tear gas and the threats of military intervention by the president. So there is a hypocrisy, there is double standards. Yet when people are wanting to quote Martin Luther King and say, oh, we need another Martin Luther King, then they would do well to remember that when you did have Martin Luther King, when you did have Malcolm X, when you did have black leaders, they were assassinated. They were murdered. And so the chickens are coming home to roost once again, but there needs to be a real change. People are desperate for change, because that vacuum will be filled with anger, and that needs to be channeled. But when people turn around and say, oh, well, this is not the way to protest, I ask them, what other way? When people kneeled, that wasn't the right way to protest. When people stand on the streets with placards, that's not the right way to protest. When people raise their voices in public meetings, that's not the right way to protest. And yet, this is what happens when people go out in the streets. So every single time people protest against this, they are shot down, they are murdered, they are attacked, and they are condemned by liberal voices who tell them, oh, this is not the way we do things. Well, for 400 years, this is what's been happening to black people in the United States, and it hasn't changed. In fact, in some pockets of the United States, things have got worse. We perpetuate the myth in Scotland by believing that racism doesn't exist. I mean, I walk through the streets of Glasgow, and all I see is slaveholders' names. I see tobacco merchants celebrated. When you scrape the surface, there is racism against asylum seekers, against Romas, against travellers, against refugees, against Eastern Europeans. But the only way we're going to defeat this, and this is what I always say to my white friends, we need you. We need your solidarity. We need your protesting. We need you to speak up. The onus is always on the minority community to speak up. Oh, well, why didn't you say anything? And it's always upon our shoulders to stand up and speak. Well, actually, it's the same way I would see it as the same way we deal with sexism. Why should it be left to women to stand up and scream from the barricades about sexism against discrimination? It's also an onus on men to do that, to speak up against sexual violence, to speak up against sexual discrimination and sexism. The same onus now applies to white society to get up there and to do what they say. It's not just about tweeting. It's not just about putting messages on social media, but actually getting out on the streets, actually supporting families like those of Shiku Bayo's. If you want to make change in the United States, if you want to fight racism and justice, then start looking over your shoulder and see what's happening here.